Rebecca Davis joins me now to go back to the Parler story. It has dominated our politics. Rebecca, a very good afternoon to you. We talked to you about many things, but today we're going to talk about Mustafa Mohammed Ibrahim Hazim. What have you found out about this curious character who is now at the centre of our national political dialogue?
For one thing, that his name has been reversed in Ramaphosa's submission, apparently. So, I mean, I think it is sort of a mark of shame that it appears that Sky News, international broadcaster, may have pipped all South African journalists to the post by suddenly this week having turned up a gentleman, a Sudanese businessman, who says, yes, I am the Palapala buffalo buyer. I am the one who went to Palapala. I bought President Ramaphosa's buffalo. I didn't know they were the president's, but I bought them. And yes, I paid this extraordinary amount of money, $580,000 in cash. I did it all. What is the big deal? This is, I'm not quite sure how to, what the right word is. Like, it's a quite an extraordinary turn of events, because on the one hand, there has been a lot of skepticism about Ramaphosa's basic story, about literally, could any of this possibly be plausible, that somebody came to Palapala on Christmas Day 2019, bought so many buffaloes in cash, and then did not collect them. Now this man has appeared, who does not appear to have any links to Ramaphosa, no business or political ties, who's saying, but it's all true. It's definitely all true. Where that leaves us is not totally clear.
Now, I was told by someone who does know something about games, says this is perfectly normal behavior. A, cash payment. B, not taking delivery. Apparently, there's only a small window when you can move game in terms of weather and seasons. It is not uncommon to pay cash and to wait quite a while to take collection of your buffaloes. I don't know if that's the case. That's what he said. He said this is normal behavior in what he said is a very dubious and strange industry.
So this is also what we've heard, Mike. But the question of the cash payment initially was being sort of viewed with raised eyebrows, as I recall, from people in the wildlife industry. I certainly spoke to an industry body representative who said that is strange, that volume of cash for a wildlife transaction. That part I'm not sure about. But yes, it appears that actually the process of transferring wildlife from one country to another is, I suppose, unsurprisingly, extraordinarily complex. If you think about the amount of paperwork it needs for you to take your chihuahua to London, now we're talking 20 buffalo to Dubai or wherever this Sudanese businessman was transporting them. He says, you know, this was a month before COVID-19 really hit the world proper. The lockdown began. And it just never happened. And after the lockdown was lifted, there were various delays. I still haven't got my buffalo, but apparently I'm going to get a refund. One of the more curious elements of the story, Mike, is that there's no indication that this man has a game farm. I mean, this is really one of the odd things.
Yeah, where were these buffalo going? Do we know?
Nobody seems to have asked him what his plans were for the buffalo. We know that he lives in Dubai, this like extraordinarily opulent life with his South African wife. But yeah, that's one of the question marks hanging over there.
Now, one issue that's been raised was that when he was vice president, Ramaphosa was involved heavily in Sudanese negotiations. There have been so many issues in Sudan. We were mediators. He was there a lot engaging in these issues. Is this someone he met while on state business? Is there any previous link to him?
I don't believe that for a second. I mean, a lot has been made of Ramaphosa's Sudan link. Let's not forget it was in South Sudan, which, I mean, yes, the two countries, Sudan and South Sudan, were once one nation. But Ramaphosa's negotiations have been in the country of South Sudan. They are actually two quite different countries. One is an Islamic state, one is not. I think it's been overblown, and I think also there is really no indication that this man, Mr. Mustafa, Hazim Mustafa, has any particular political significance. There's no sign that he has any business ties to South Africa. I would, currently there really is no evidence whatsoever that he is linked to Ramaphosa in any way other than through this buffalo negotiation.
Curiouser and curiouser. Rebecca Davis, thank you very much indeed. Rebecca Davis of Daily Maverick, also of Plan B regularly here on Cape Talk.